Good evening, you are listening to Mind Funnel. Got you here for the next hour. Enjoy. This is Torbjorn, and I've got a special guest, Jordi, on here as well. We're just going to be hanging out, talking metal, listening to cool music, so thanks again for listening to Mind Funnel on CSCK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Yes, hello, hello, good evening. That was Mastodon with The Creature Lived. The song's just got some good feels. I like it.
So good.
Yeah. How are you doing tonight, Jordi?
I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm,
nice.
Staying warm in this this turn of the weather.
Yeah, I've been talking about that. The ups and downs in the weather. It's been pretty gnarly. And you were saying you just fixed up your hot tub and...
Yes, well, it's almost ready.
Almost ready.
Still warming up.
And just in time.
Yeah.
I was in the sauna today, and I was feeling pretty tired before this, just like crawling out of the sauna and the house, but I'm feeling energized now. So I hope everyone out there is keeping warm and had a good long weekend. Today, let's also recognize that today is... the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, to, you know, they be memorialized and think about the atrocities of residential schools across Canada, and here we are presenting our favorite show from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, enjoying just a nice, amazing life here in the Bulkley Valley, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, spent some time, just thinking about my space here and just having a nice day off. So I appreciate that as well. And so this song in the background, I'll start it again. This is a song by a band from Quebec called Cell Press, pretty young sludge band.
And, oh, sludge.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. And this song's called Dark Side of the North, and it's about the problem of the drinking water, sort of boil water advisory that's been an ongoing issue in a lot of rural and reserve communities. So a bit of a nod here to issues in the north. And so let's listen to Cell Press for a bit. So a couple songs coming up from Cell Press. And then we'll chat to you again. So, okay, enjoy this one here, Dark Side of the North. We'll be right back.
The dream is over.
Amused, amused, and disconnect. Suspicion and
Slowing it down a bit with witchcraft there, deconstruction, I should say. You know, deconstruct what you know, Jordy. Take it all down.
I always do.
You agree? Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Every time. Life's a journey. Learn what you can.
And then take it down. And then start it up again.
Write it down.
Yeah. Are you sort of like a, you know, what do they say, like a kick the anthill sort of guy? And you like this when you know, say you're like,
would you
lost.
Say that I experiment a lot?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, you, say you reach a fork in the road, you know, or like, you know, you have to make some decisions and things have been stagnant or something. Do you kick the anthill, like give another shot, try to build up again? Or do
well,
you?
Well, there's two methodologies for forks in the road, right? There's one, you know, there's the Gandalf methodology, just follow your nose.
Oh, tell me.
Whichever path smells the freshest.
Yeah.
Right. Or if you're a D&D nerd, like
you roll the dice.
Some people try to, you know, pigeonhole me with.
not your fault.
Not my fault. There's the Kender way, which is always go left.
Okay. Interesting.
Get a fork in a row, go left.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
And Kenders are like, you know, halflings, right? They're like a subset of halfling.
They always like wind up in circles because they're just always
taking
left.
They must. Yeah, I mean... Yeah. I guess they probably have a lot of problems that way. It's like, I can't turn left. I can't turn right.
Yeah. It's a Zoolander issue. We want to thank a sponsor before we move past.
I would absolutely love to thank Phoenix Self-Care Studios.
Mm-hmm, tell me more.
Well, apparently you can get some laser hair removal.
Okay.
I'm certain that they do facials. They probably do like pedicure, manicure.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yeah.
And it's run by a very lovely Lady Shola. And thank you so much for sponsoring Smithers Community Radio.
Thank you for supporting Community Radio so dummies like us can come on air.
Yeah, they're on, I'll tell you where they are. They're on, I'll tell you right now. Right now while I'm looking at their site. They are in Smithers at 1283 Main Street.
Okay.
205,
yeah.
Floor 2.
Nice.
So check them out.
Cool. Phoenix Self-Care. Thank you. Big fan of self-care. You know, there's lots of... Like, speaking of self-care... this is the second time I'm going to talk about it. I was in the sauna today, and just loving the rain outside, stepping outside, getting the shower, stepping back into the sauna for some time and self-care. Lovely.
I mean, there's that self-care, which is great. You know what I do sometimes for self-care?
Do tell.
I shoot pixelated characters with my mouse on the computer.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
And recently, my most recent kind of addiction has become Helldivers. Have you heard of this game?
No, I haven't. It's a PC game?
It's a PC game. It's like a third-person shooter. And you drop down into squads of four people, so four online players. So as you join, it's like you get shot onto a planet. The object of the game is to either kill robots or kill basically bugs. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Starship Troopers.
Cool.
But you drop down and then it's like you've got a mission with four other. It's cooperative.
Yeah.
So it's basically players versus the environment. And it's super intense, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Nice. I'm not like a super gamer, and I do have a Switch, but I fall out of my addiction with gaming very easily.
Yeah.
It comes out strong for months at a time, and then goes back in the cupboard.
Yeah, it's usually when it gets about this time of year.
That it's a good time of year really, for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets cold outside. You just want to be inside.
Yeah. Nice. So coming up, we've got a couple songs. I busted a song out for you. I found some new Mastodon teaming up with Lamb of God. I was telling you, it's coming up soon. Yeah, that's right.
That's exciting.
Yeah, and then after that, two songs that you've brought on for your little set. Some black metal and some, I guess it's some death metal coming up. I guess we'll see. We'll talk about it afterwards.
I mean, I wouldn't give you just straight black metal because I wouldn't say that I'm the biggest black metal connoisseur.
Yeah.
It would definitely be a blending of something
like a blackened
else.
Death,
could
perhaps.
Be, could be.
I like that term. I'm so goofy with genres. Like, I love them because it helps you to, like, sort your mind out. But at the same time, I love stuff that just pushes the boundaries. Like post-metal, post-hardcore. Like, what is it? How do you define it? Well, you call it post-something, and it just makes your life easier.
Yeah, I mean, certain characteristics can define a genre. For example, like the black metal, you've got the... You know, I guess Cradle of Filth is your kind of your go-to when you think black metal. It's like, okay, that's
classically maybe
classic black metal. Yeah.
The vocals define it as well.
The vocals really define it.
Like metals, that's the thing that about metal. Like vocals define a big part of the genre and how it comes out. Like the first few songs we played there, Cell Press. It's like it's just sort of progressive sludge. I don't know what to call it, but it like the way he sings really defines, and the level of just how distorted the guitars are defines the genre too.
And it really, I think that speaks to the level of skill that one needs to acquire to get into the metal genre.
These guys are such show offs.
Like, oh man, they just there's a reason that sometimes people accuse them of wanking on their guitars because they're just like, man, we know you're good, okay?
Yeah.
Chill out.
But isn't it awesome going to a metal show and being like, oh, God, they're so good.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. I mean, I went and saw, back in the day, In Flames
in
concert.
In Vancouver, too.
Oh,
those guys were probably at the same show, honestly.
Oh, probably, honestly.
Yeah, I saw them there.
That, like, those guitarists are just, man.
Yeah, it's insane.
I mean, of course, with the hair, it's just... Oh,
well, it's like you watch an athlete play, and you're like, okay, this is their entire life, and it shows. Like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Hey, let's get back here. We got some sort of thrashy, metal, hardcore, Mutroid Man, kind of funny genre here. But enjoy Setting Sun with Mutroid Man.
Thank you.
Oops, almost missed that cue there. Thank you for bringing the darkness, Jordy.
Always.
Yeah, man, that was cool. So just then was Spectral Wound. What a name. With aristocratic, suicidal black metal. And before that was Umbra Vitae with Ethereal Emptiness. Uplifting.
That's a great name. Ethereal Emptiness.
Yeah.
It's not even like normal emptiness.
No.
It's ethereal emptiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like it's like a fleeting nothingness.
Yeah, even more empty.
It's crazy.
Or is it ethereal is like fleeting? Just like once, like quick emptiness?
Or like it's so not there that it's not even there.
Yes. Yes, nice. That's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, some ethereal emptiness after work, you know.
Yeah, that's right. From the albums Songs of Blood and Mire and Shadow of Life. Cool. That's why we love metal. These dark nerds.
Oh, man.
And filling our souls with good music.
Yeah. And the band names are amazing.
Yeah.
And like the song names are amazing. Like,
yeah. It's like all some big inside joke, isn't it?
It's definitely.
Yeah, it's all tongue-in-cheek. I like to say that, too. Don't take it so seriously. And what have you got here? I got Heron. I'll start the song again, but in the background there.
That's
some doom sludge.
It's Vancouver, you said?
Yeah. Slow music, distorted vocals.
It's kind of like a hip-hoppy kind of thing going on.
Yeah, he's rapping. He's rapping about the Empires of Ash.
Sweet.
Oh, I actually hope to catch these guys live someday.
Oh, man.
Heron, it'd be great.
Well, if they're in Vancouver, easy peasy.
Yeah, cool. Actually, you know what? If I'm just going to keep letting it play because I have a whole bunch of other songs to get through. And if I start it again, well, it's 2 minutes of darkness we can't get back.
No. Do it.
Cheers. Once again, you're listening to Mind Funnel on CSCK 939 FM. Smithers Community Radio, Mind Funnel with Torbjorn and Jordy.
Right.
Whoa, you okay after that? Cool.
I'm good.
Yeah, we've got a few more minutes here. We've got another fast one by Godmother. Quick minute and 40-second rip. And then we'll fade out on Nightwish, which we just dragged into the playlist.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Some melodic, operatic metal.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we don't know what is the song we've chosen. What if it's
terrible?
What if it blows our socks off in
a bad way? Or it's amazing.
Or it's amazing. We'll never know.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, really, hit or miss, buddy.
Yeah.
But Nightwish is pretty talented, so.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Finnish melodic death, sort of? Or operatic death? Okay, let's see. It's kind of sounds nerdy, really.
The Finns. Oh, yeah, definitely. They definitely play D&D, yeah. For sure.
These guys. Cool. Well, Jordy, thanks for joining me, taking a few minutes out of your evening to chat metal and bring some songs, man.
Well, thanks for having me, Tor. Cool. It's been great.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it. And yeah, I don't know. To all of you out there listening, thank you. Again, this has been Mind Funnel. And hope you're staying warm and staying dry. And we will see you next Monday. Goodbye.